Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Elkanah Ostern. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated in honor of Rabbi Aaron Kaufman, Rosh Yeshivas Ateres Shmuel of Waterbury.
Daf Pei Dalet. We'll start now the ninth perek. The Mishnah says, Yesh mutorois leva'aleyen v'asurois leivmeyen. Mutorois leivmeyen v'asurois leva'aleyen. Mutorois le'elu v'le'elu, v'asurois le'elu u'le'elu. Says the Mishnah, there are four types of noshim. We have noshim that are mutar for the husband and are osur for the yovam. We have noshim that are mutar for the yovam and are osur to the husband. And we have noshim that are mutar for both. And we have noshim that are osur on both. The Mishnah goes on and explains all the four cases of the Mishnah. Comes Tosfos in Dibur HaMatchil Yesh Mutorois, and he asks that L'chayra, there's no chiddush here in the Mishnah. All of these halachas that we have in this Mishnah, we have already learned in the previous prokim. So what's the chiddush in our Mishnah? Says Tosfos two tirutzim. The first teretz, says Tosfos, that the derech of the Tana is that after he writes barichus, all the halachas, he makes a quick chazara. And that's our Mishnah, that even though in the previous prokim, the Tana explained barichus all of these halachas, the derech is that the Tana makes a quick chazara. Another teretz, says Tosfos, and I quote the Loshna Tosfos, V'oid omari, Dinaktinu lekulu mishum bovo de asurois leva'aleyen umutorois leivmeyen. De afal gav de mikoyach bal loy osar lo ayovom. Afal gav de asurois leva'aleyen. Says Tosfos that we do have in our Mishnah a big chiddush. Says Tosfos that what the Mishnah says, Ve'elu mutorois leivmeyen v'asurois leva'aleyen, says Tosfos, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. We'll mention one case of the Mishnah. Koyin godol shekidesh es almono, v'yesh lo ach koyin hedyoit. Says the Mishnah, that if a koyin godol marries an almono be'isur, and he has a brother that's a koyin hedyoit, so we say even though the almona is osur to her husband, that's a kohen gadol, in spite of that, she's mutter to the yovam, that's a kohen hedyoit. Says Tosfos, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. This halacha of mutarois leivmeyen v'asuris leva'aleyen, that's the chiddush in the Mishnah. And what's the chiddush, says Tosfos? The chiddush is that even though we know that the zike to the yovam comes mikoyach ha'ishus, that's between the husband and the wife, and here the issues that is between the almon and the kohen gadol is the issues that's osur. So I would say such a issues does not make a zikah to the yovam, since the issues is the issues ha'asuro. And I would say that the yovam, there's no mitzvah on the yovam to be miyabim. Komash melon the Mishnah, that in spite of that, there is a mitzvah on the yovam to be miyabim. I would like to explain a little better the teretz of Tosfos. We find in the Gemara, here in Yevamos, on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, that Rabbi Yochanan says that a person that was over the Isser of Machzer Grushosoi, which means he had a wife and he was Megarasher, and she got married with someone else, and that person was Megarasher, and the first husband married her again, he was over the Isser of Machzir Grushosoi, and he's mechuyev to megarish her. If this husband that was over the Isser of Machzir Grushosoi, before he was megarish the Isha, he died, says Rabbi Yochanan, there's no mitzvah on the Yovam to be meyabim. Why? Says Rabbi Yochanan, and I quote the Lashon, De Amrinen Kal V'choymer, Bemutar lo asuro, beosur lo loikol shekein. Says Rabbi Yochanan, if the Isha that was us, that was mutter to her husband in the previous marriage. Now in this marriage, she's usser. Kal v'choymer, the yavam, that this isha was never mutter to the yavam before the husband died. Kal v'choymer, that now after the husband dies, she's usser to the yavam. That's the kal v'choymer of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says, bepshitus, that a person that was over the iser of machzir grushosoi, there's no mitzvah on that isha, there's no mitzvah of yibum. Similar to that, we find in the Gemara in Soito, on Daf Hei Omud Beis, and on Daf Vav, that the Gemara there says that a Soito, a isha that was mezanet tachas bailo, and we know that there's a chiyuv on the husband to be megarisher. If the husband died before he was megarish the isha, says the Gemara, there's no mitzvah on the yavam to be meyabim. Says Rav Yosef, that how do we know that there's no mitzvah of yibum? We learn out of a pasuk. Omar kro v'yotzo mi beisoi v'holcho v'hoiso li'ish acher. Li'ish acher v'loi li'yavam. Rav Yosef learns it out of the pasuk. Rove on the vov in Soito says we do not need any pasuk. It's a kal v'choymer. Im nesra b'mutar lo b'osru lo kol shekein. Says Rove that it's poshut b'kal v'choymer that there's no mitzvah of yibum on this Soito. That if to the husband that she was mutar before she was mezane, after she's mezana, she becomes osur. Kal v'choymer to the yavam, she is osur. Asks the Gemara in Soito Akasha on Rove. According to Rove, how come almona l'koyin godol? We learned here in our Mishnah in Yevomis that there's a mitzvah on the koyin hedyot, the brother, to be meyabim. Why don't we say the same kal v'choymer that if the almona is osur to the koyin godol, then kal v'choymer should be osur to the koyin hedyot to the yavam? Answers the Gemara that there's a big distinction. By a soito we have a good kal v'choymer, since the soito before she was mezane she was mutar to her husband, so we could say im nesra b'mutar la b'osur la l'kol shekein. But almona the koyin godol, almona was always osur to the koyin godol. There was never any heter in this almona, in this marriage of the almona l'koyin godol, there was never a heter. Therefore, says the Gemara, we have no kal v'choymer that she's osir on the yovam, who is the koyin hedyot. That's the teretz of the Gemara. Comes the Keren Oiro, here in Yevomis, on Daf Yud Aleph, Omud Beis, and asks a kashe on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, as we mentioned before, that a person that's machzir grushosoi, he's over the iser of machzir grushosoi, and then he dies, there's no mitzvah on the yavam to be miyabim. Why? Because we have a kal v'choymer, b'mutar lo asura, b'osru lo lekol shekein. Asks the Keren Oiro, why is it b'mutar lo? In this second marriage, the marriage that the husband was machzir grushosoi, in this marriage, the husband never had any heter in this isha. And this second marriage is the marriage that's mapil leibum. So therefore, says the Keren Oiro, it's not shaykh to say the kal v'choymer b'mutar lo asuro, since in this marriage, the isha had never any heter to the husband. Adds the Keren Oiro that bishleim in the Gemara in Soito, there, the kal v'choymer of Rove is very good. Because there, the soito, before she was mezane, she was mutter to the husband in this actual marriage. So there, we can say a kal v'choymer, that if before she was mezane, she's mutter, and now, after she's mezane, she becomes osur, kal v'choymer, that she's osur to the yavam. But legabe machzir grushosoi, since in this second marriage the isha was never mutter to the husband, so says the Keren Oiro, lechoiro, we do not have the kal v'choymer. Answers the Keren Oiro, and he says that we must say that the kal v'choymer of Rabbi Yochanan, the loshon of the kal v'choymer is lav davke. Rabbi Yochanan means to say that in spite of the fact that the Isha, by Machzir Grushosoi, the Isha was never mutter to the husband, but since the whole Yesoid of Yibum is that the Yavam comes Tachas Habal instead of the Baal, so since the Isha is Osir to the Baal, Mitzad Machzir Grushosoi, then Kalvachoimer, she's Osir to the Yavam. That's the Svara of the Kalvachoimer of Rabbi Yochanan. Just says the Keren Oiro, if so, what's the difference between Machzir Grushosoi and Almona LeKohen Godel? So if so, we should say, also by Almona LeKohen Godel, the same Kalvachoimer, that if the Almona LeKohen Godel is Osir, Kalvachoimer, she's Osir to the Yavam, since the Yavam comes Tachas Habal, Tachas HaKohen Godel, answers the Keren Oiro, that there's a big distinction, that by Machzir Grushosoi, the Isser of Machzir Grushosoi, this Heftza of Isser is Shayach also Klapei the Yavam. If the Yavam has a wife, and he's Megarasher, and then he's Machzir Grushosoi, he's also over the Isser of Machzir Grushosoi. So the Yavam is Betoiras Parshas Machzir Grushosoi. Therefore, we say this Kalvachoimer, that if the Isha is Osir to the husband, Midin Machzir Grushosoi, Kalvachoimer, she's Osir also to the Yavam. On the other hand, by Almona LeKohen Godel, since the Yavam is a Kohen Hedyot, Klapi the Kohen Hedyot, there's no Isser of Almona, there's no such Heftza of Isser. Therefore, there we do not say the Kalvachoimer, and we say that in spite of the fact that the Almona is Osir to the Kohen Godel, she's still Mutter to the Yavam. That's the Teretz of the Keren Oiro, and the emes is that it's Muchach Mefurish, like this Chilik of the Keren Oiro, in the Hemshech of the Sugya there in Soito, but we could not go into the whole Sugya there in Soito. Similar to this Keren Oiro, we find in the Sefer Minchas Soito, in Maseches Soito, on Daf Hei Omud Beis and Daf Vov, that the Mincha Soito asks an interesting kasha. How come Legabi Soito, the Gemara says that there's no mitzvah on the Yovam to be Miyabim, Rav Yosef learns it out of a posuk, and Rava says a Kalvachoimer. Says the Mincha Soito, he does not understand, what do you need a posuk, and what do you need a Kalvachoimer? L'choira, it's a Svara Pshuto, says the Mincha Soito, that there's no mitzvahs Yibum by Soito. Why? Since the whole Yesoid of mitzvahs Yibum is that the Yovam comes Tachas Habal instead of the Baal, if the Isha is Osir Midin Soito to the Baal, then it's Poshut that she's also Osir to the Yovam. So what do we need a Posuk, and what do we need a Kalvachoimer? Answers the Mincha Soito that we must say bedoichak that einochanami beemetz beemes it's a svoro pshuto that there's no mitzvah of yibum by Soito. Just the reason why Rove has to command the Kalvachoimer, says the Mincha Soito, it's only l'ravcha de milse, and Rav Yosef brings the posuk, it's only bevchinas, just like we find milse the Asye beKalvachoimer, Torach veKosav Lokro, the same thing over here, that Milse, the Mistabre, also we say Torach veKosav Lokro. But Einochanami says the Mincha Soito, we must say that Be'emes, it's a Svara Pshuto. And even though, says the Mincha Soito, that we find that by Almona LeKohen Godel, the Gemara says that we say that there is a mitzvah of Yibum, why don't we say that it's a svara that there's no mitzvah of yibum by Almona LeKohen Godel, since the Kohen Hedyot comes tachas HaKohen Godel, and since the Isha, the Almona, is osir to the Kohen Godel, she should be also osir to the Kohen Hedyot? Says the Mincha Soito, the same teretz of the Keren Oiro. There is a distinction between Soito and Almona LeKohen Godel. Soito, since the Heftza of Isser, of Soito Lebailo, or Isha that's Mezane, that's Osir to the Baal, that's Shayach also here, Legabe the Yavam. The Yavam is also Muzar on Isser Soito. Therefore, we say that if the Isha is Osir to her husband, Midin Soito, she's also Osir to the Yavam. But Almona LeKohen Gadol, since the Isur Almona is only a Heftza of a Isur LeKohen Gadol, Klapi the Kohen Hedyot is no Musag of a Isur of Almona. Therefore, here we say that there's a mitzvah of Yibum on the Kohen Hedyot, in spite of the fact that Almona is Osir on her husband, that is the Kohen Gadol. Adkan Divrei HaKeren Oiro and the Mincha Soito. So comes out that we have here in our Mishnah a tremendous Chiddush. The part of the Mishnah that the Mishnah says that Eilu Mutorois Leiv Meyem Vasuris Lebaaleyem is a tremendous Chiddush. That in spite of the fact that we see that Machzir Grushosoi and Soito, there's no mitzvah on the Yovam Trimiyabem, in spite of that, by Almona LeKohen Gadol and the rest of the examples of the Mishnah that are Mutoris Leiv Meyen and Asuris Lebaaleyen, we say that there's a mitzvah of Yibum. Why? Because this Heftz of Isser of Almona LeKohen Gadol is not Shayich Klapi the Yovam, and therefore there's a mitzvah on the Yovam Trimiyabem, and that's the tremendous Chiddush of our Mishnah. We'll continue now the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ve'elu mutorois leva'aleihen, ve'asurois leiv mehen. The Mishnah brings a few cases that the Isha is mutter to her husband and is osur to the Yovam. The first case the Mishnah brings is Koyen Hedyoit shenosa eso almono, ve'yesh lo ach Koyen Gadol, which means that a Koyen Hedyoit that got married with an almona, which is perfectly mutter, and this Kohen Hedyot has a brother that's a Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Hedyot died, that's a case that the Isha is mutter to her husband and is osur to the Yovam. The reason why here the Isha is osur to the Yovam, because the Yovam is a Kohen Gadol and the Isha is almona. Another case, says the Mishnah, Cholol shenoso ksheiro, v'yesh lo ach kosher. A cholol that got married with a ksheiro, which means even a bas koyen, which is also perfectly mutter, and this koyen cholol has a brother that's a kosher a koyen. So that's another case that the isha is mutter to her husband, and is osur to the yavam. The question is, why is this isha that got married with the cholol is osir to a kosher a koyen? So says Rashi, and I quote the lashon of Rashi: Ach kosher, koyen osur leyadmo shenischalalo bebias cholol kedialfinan miubas koyen kisiyel leish zar beperek almona. Says Rashi that the reason why this isha that got married with the cholol is osir lekehune is because we learn out from the pasuk of bas koyen kisiel liish zar, and the Gemara Le'el on daf samechesu mit beis says that a cholol is called the ish zar. Therefore, this isha that got married with the cholol is osur likehuna. Comes Rabbi Kiva Eiger and asks a very strong kasha on Rashi, that even though the Gemara Le'el on Daf Samechesu Mudalef learns out from the posuk of Ubas Koyen Kisielish Zar that a Isha Ksheiro that gets married with a Cholol becomes Posul Kehuno because the Cholol is called Ish Zar, but that's only according to the Havamin of the Gemara over there. According to the Maskon of the Gemara there on Daf Samech Teso Mudalef, the Gemara says that a cholol is not called the ish zar, and the reason why a isha ksheira that gets married with a cholol, the reason why she becomes posul lekuna, is from a different pasuk. As the Gemara says, it says in the pasuk, by a koyen gadol lo yechalel zaroi be'amov, darshens the Gemara, makish zaroi loy, mahu poisel, av zaroi poisel, which means that if a Kohen Gadol gets married with Almona, we say that just like the Kohen Gadol makes the Almona into a Chalolo and passels her to Kehuna, the same thing applies Legabi Zaroi of this Kohen Gadol, his Zera from the Almona, that is a Cholol. This Cholol that gets married with a Kshera also passels his wife LeKehuna. That's the Drosha. Therefore, says Vekiveger, Rashi is Tzorech Yun Gadol. Why does he explain our Mishneh like the Havamine of the Gemara on Daf Samaches Omud Aleph? Therefore, remains Vekiveger Betzorech Yun. Al Kolponim, we have a special drosha that teaches us that Isha Ksheiro that gets married with the Cholol, she becomes Posul LeKehuna. The only question is, what kind of a psul does this Isha get? L'choira from Rashi is mashma. Loshan Rashi is, and I quote again the Loshan Rashi, Koyen osru liyabmo shenischalolo bebias cholol. From Loshan Rashi is mashma l'choira that this Isha ksheira that gets married with the cholol gets a shame chalolo. She gets the shame psul of a chalolo. And in the Ritva here, we find that he writes Mefurish, that the Isha gets a din of a chalolo. The Rambam, in Perek Yudches Misure Bie Halocha Aleph, is choilek on the Ritva. And I'll quote the Loshon HaRambam. Mipi Shmuel lomadnu, she'azoino hu amura batoiro, hikol she'eino bas Yisroel. Oi, bas Yisroel sheniva lo le'odom, Shehi asuro linoseloi isur hashove bakoil. Oi, says the Rambam, shenivalo lecholol, afalpi shehi muteres linoseloi. Says the Rambam a tremendous chiddush, that the Isha Kshero that gets married to a cholol, she gets a psul zoino, even though she's muter to the cholol. This tremendous chiddush of the Rambam is very difficult to understand. We know that a zoino means a isha that was mizane, which means that she was nival be'isur. But this isha ksheira that got married with the cholol, which is perfectly mutter, she was never mizane. So how does she get a psul zoino? Therefore, this Rambam is very difficult to understand. And the Ravid on the Rambam is choilek on the Rambam. And the Ravid says, and I'll explain the Ravid according to the second explanation of the Magid Mishneh, the Ravid says, like the Ritva, that the reason why this Isha that gets married with the Cholol becomes Posel Kehuna is not Mitzat Zoino, because there's no Bias Isser here. The reason why she's Posel Kehuna is because we learn out from the Posuk of Lo Yechalal Zarei Be'amov Makish Zaroi Loi, that the Cholol makes the Isha Ksheira into a Chalolo. It's a Gzeras HaKosuv. Just like the Kohen Gadol makes the Almono into a Chalolo, also his Zera, the Cholol, makes his wife, his kosher wife, into a Chalolo. That's the Shita of the Ravid and the Shita of the Ritvo. The emes is that we find in the Rambam, in Pirusha Mishnayis, in Kiddushin, Perek Dalet Mishneh Vov, the Rambam writes that he does not understand what kind of a psul is chal on this Isha Ksheira that got married with the Cholol. And I'll quote the Loshon HaRambam. Vani tomea me'oid, eich yifsoil hecholol lekuhenes levio v'Yisraelis. K'moy shezochru, k'shebo leo, she'oise oise zoino. Says the Rambam, how could it be that this Isha Ksheiro that got married with the Cholol becomes a Zoino? And I continue to quote the Loshna Rambam. She'arei ze soiser ho'iker she'omarnu lo'i huzaru ksheirois li'inosei le'psulin. We have learned that it's mutter for a Isha Ksheiro to get married to a Cholol. If so, how can we say that she becomes a Zoino? Continues the Rambam, and I quote, V'shem atoymar she'oise oiso chalolo. Maybe we'll say that she does not become a zoino, she becomes a chalolo. says the Rambam, ze gam ken einoy emes. Lefi sho ikor etzleinu, ein chalolo, ela misure kahuna. The kohenes eino asura lechalol. Says the Rambam, we know that a isha becomes a chalolo only if she's nival meisure kahuna. But this isha, since she's mutter to the chalol, therefore there's no reason she should become posel mitzat chalolo. Therefore, says there the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis that he does not understand this halacha that a isha ksheira that gets married with a cholol becomes posul lekahuna. Al kulponim, as we mentioned before, the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka paskins that this isha ksheira that gets married to a cholol becomes posul mitzad the din of zoino. So we have here lemaisa big machloikis in the Rishonim. According to the Rambam, she becomes posul mitzad zoino, and according to the Ravid and the Ritva, and Lechera, that's also the Pashtus in Rashi, she becomes posul mitzad chalolo. And Yuzdaiti, we have a mafurish raya to the shita of the Ravid and the Ritva from the Gemara here on the end of the Amud. The Gemara says, and I quote, cholol shenoso ksheiro, taima denoso, deshavyo chalolo. The Gemara says mefurish that this isha ksheira that gets married with the cholol becomes a chalolo. So it's mefurish a Gemara like the Ravid and the Ritva, and it's a kasha on the Rambam, therefore tzorich iyun shitas harambam. We'll continue now the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, ve'elu mutorois liyivmehen va'asurois leva'alehen. Koyen godel shekidesh eso almono, v'yesh lo yach koyen hedyoit. Says the Mishnah that a koyen godel that's mekadesh en almona, and he has a brother that's a koyen hedyoit, that's a case that the isha is usher to her husband and she's mutter to the yavam. The Gemara later on explains why does the Tane say that the Kohen Gadol was Mekadesh the Almona and not Noise the Almona. And the Gemara says that it's Bedavke, because if the Kohen Gadol would be Noise the Isha, he would make the Almona into a Chalolo, and then she would be Osir on the Yovam, that's a Kohen Hedyot. So it comes out that Shekidesh is Almona is Bedavke. Says the Tesis Yomtev here in our Mishneh, that our Mishneh is the first place in Yevamos that the Tana writes in the Mishneh that the mitzvah of Yibum is not only by a Isha Nesua, it's also by a Isha Mekudeshes. There is a Hava Mina to say that maybe the mitzvah of Yibum is only by a Isha Nesua, that her husband dies, then the Torah says there's a mitzvah on the Yavam to be Miyabim the Isha, the Almona. But by a Isha Mekudeshes, maybe there the Torah did not say that there's a mitzvah on the Yovam to be miyabim the Isha. Therefore, it says that this Yom Tif, here is the first Mishnah in Yevamos that mentions that there's a mitzvah of Yibum even by a Isha Mekudeshes that's not a Nesuo. Comes the Rashash here in our Mishnah and asks a tremendous kasha on the Tesis Yom Tif, that we have a Mefurisha Mishnah Le'el here in Yevamos, Daf Chov Gimel Amud Beis, that the Mishnah says, and I quote the Mishnah, Mi shekidesh achas mishte achayois, ve'en yoidea eize mehem kidesh, noisin get lezu, ve'get lezu. A person that was mekadesh, achas mishte achayois, so we don't know which sister he was mekadesh, so they're both osir upon him, each one is osir, maybe she is achois ishtoi. Therefore he has to give a get to both women, to both sisters. Continues the Mishnah, Meis veloy ach echod, choylets lishtehen. If the husband that was Mekadesh, one of the two sisters, died before he gave a get, then if he has one brother, the brother is choylets for both sisters. The reason why? Because he cannot be choylets to one and miyabim the other one, because maybe the one that he's miyabim is achois chalutzosoi. Therefore, he has to be choylets for both. Says the Mishnah, Hoyuloi shnaim echot choyletz ve'echot miyabeim. Says the Mishnah that if the husband that was mekadesh and died has two brothers, then one brother could be choyletz, and the other brother can perfectly be miyabim. He has no problem to be miyabim. Says the Rashash, we see here mefurish in the Mishnah that there's a mitzvah of yibum even by Yaisho Mekudeshes and not only by Yaisho Nesuah. Therefore, the Tosis Yom Tev is Tzorich Iyun. I saw in Chuvis Doivev Meishorim from the Chibina Rav Zecher Tzadik Livrocha in Chelek Aleph Simin Ein Dalet that he says a very interesting ha'ora on this case of the Mishnah that we just learned. We find in the Gemara Le'el here in Yevomis on Daf Samech Dalet Omud Beis that if a Isha got married a few times and each time her husband died, she has the din of a Isha Katlonis and she cannot get married anymore because v'choishesh that maybe if she'll get married, the new husband will die also. The Gemara there brings a machloikis between Rebbe and Rashbag. Rebbe holds that if she got married twice and both times her husband died, she gets a din of Aisha Katlonis and she could not get married anymore. According to Rashbag, only if she was married already three times and every time the husband died, only then she gets a din of Aisha Katlonis and she could not get married anymore. La Locha, we paskin in Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezer, like Rebbe, that after twice she becomes a Isha Katlonis and she cannot get married anymore. We have in the Gemara over there a machloikis amoiroim, what is the goyrem that this Isha kills her husbands? So we have a machloikis amoiroim between Rav Huna and Rav Ashi. Rav Huna says that ma'ayona goyrem, which means that the tashmish hamito with this Isha causes a sickness in the husband and from that he dies. And Rav Ashi says that mazalo goyrem, that the Isha has a bad mazel and that mazel causes her husbands to die. The Gemara there says two nafkemines between the reasons. What's the din if the husband climbed on a tree and fell down and died? Or the Isha is only mekudeshes and her husband died. According to the Tam of Mazola Goyrem, then in both cases, she has a din of Isha Katlonis. But according to the Tam that Mayona Goyrem, then she does not have a din of Isha Katlonis, because if the husband died before Nesuim, there was no Tashmish Hamito, so we cannot be toile in Mayona. And if the husband fell off the tree, we can also not be toile in Ma'ayona Goyrim, because we see clearly that he did not die from a sickness, he died from falling off the tree. Therefore, we have two nafkemines between the timim. La'alocha we paskin and Evan Ezer simen tes, like the tam of Mazola Goyrim, and therefore, in both cases, the din would be that the Isha would have a din of Isha Katlonis. Comes the Doivim Meshorim and asks from our Mishnah a tremendous kasha. As we mentioned, the Mishnah says, Koyen Godel Shekidesh Esu Almono, V'yesh Lo Yach Koyen Hedyoit, that's a case that the Isha is Asuro Lebailo, and Muteres for the Yovam. Asks the Doivev Meshorim, this Koyen Godel married an Almono, which means that this Isha was already married once, and her husband died, and then the Kohen Godel married her the second time, and then the Kohen Godel died, and now she's Kuko Liyibum. Asks the Doivev Meshorim, according to Rebbe, and that's how we paskin la'alocha, that after two times the Isha gets a din of Isha Katlonis, here in our Mishnah, this Isha is a Isha Katlonis, so how come the Yovam is Mitzuve in Mitzvah Yibum? Since the Yevomo has a din of a Isha Katlonis, there's no mitzvah on the Yevom to be miyabim. Says the Doiv Meshorim, a very interesting teretz, that here in our Mishnah, Since the Kohen Godel was oiver an aveira chamura when he was mekadesh the almono, therefore we could be toile his mise in the aveira that he did, that he was mekadesh the almono. Therefore here, we do not give the isha din of isha katlonis, because we have a good clear, we're toile that the reason why her husband, the Kohen Godel, died, is because the aveira that he did, that he was mekadesh and almona. Says the David Mishorim, that even though that it's muchach in the Rashbo, that by Isha Katlonis, we're not toile in the aveira that was between the husband and the Isha. But says the David Mishorim, that the Rashbo is speaking mefurish according to the man de Omar that holds that ma'ayono goyrem. According to the man de Omar ma'ayono goyrem, the reason why he does not want to say the tam of mazola goyrem is because mazel is an inyan ruchni, and an inyan ruchni, we're not toile in an inyan ruchni, we're not choishesh for an inyan ruchni. On the other hand, ma'ayon goyrem is a natural inyan. It's a dover tivi, it's a machal of tivis. In a machal of tivi, in a natural sickness, we are toilet. Now says the David Meishorim, that according to the man de Omar, ma'ayono goyrem, since we're choishesh only for a dover tivi, for a natural sickness, therefore we could not be toilet in a avere of the husband, because an avere is also an inyan ruchni. But Leman de Omar mazola goyrem, which means that with toile in the mazel of the isha, which is the inyan ruchni, then if we have a tliyeh that the husband did an aveira in his ishus with this isha, then we could toile in the aveira, which is also inyan ruchni, and we prefer to be toile in the aveira of the ishus and not in the mazel of the isha. Therefore, says the David Meishorim, that it comes out that our Mishnah is Miyushav Kemin Choymer, that in our Mishnah it's speaking that the Kohen Godel was only Mekadesh Dalmona, he wasn't Noisei. So according to the Tam of Ma'ayono Goyrem, there's no Chashash at all, because there was no Biyah. And according to Manda Omar, Mazola Goyrem, here we could be toile in the avere of the Kohen Godel that he was mekadesh dalmono beisur. Imele the kash is miyushav kimin choimer. La news daiti, we can say another teretz on the kashe of the Doiv Meshorim. We find in Chuvas Radvaz, Chelek Aleph, Simen, Tof Reish Pei Beis, that the Radvaz says an interesting chidush, that a husband that died in a milchoma, a husband that went into the milchoma and died in a milchoma, or a husband that died in a mageifa, in a plague, or a husband that was me'abed atzmo ilodas, he killed himself, in all three cases, the isha does not have a din of a isha katlonis. Loi mi bayel man do omar mayono goyrem, it's for sure not shayach in all three cases. But even according to Mando Omar Mazola Goyrem, here we're not toile in the mazel of the isha, since we're toile in the sakone that the husband was machnis himself in. He went into the milchoma, so he was machnis himself into a sakone, or there was a mageife, which means he was in mamesha sakone, or he killed himself. In all three cases, we're not toile in Mazola Goyrem, and we're toile in the sakone that the husband was in. Therefore, comes out that we can explain our Mishnah, that our Mishnah is speaking that the Kohen Godel died in such a way, either in a milchama or in a mageifa, or he killed himself, and therefore the Isha does not have a din of the Isha Katlonis, and therefore there's a mitzvah yibum on the brother. We'll start now the Gemara. The Gemara asks, "My iria de toni noso, lisni kidesh." Why does the Tan of the Mishnah say, "Koyen head yoyche noso es almono"? The Tana could say, "Koyen head yoyche kidesh es almono." We know that an almona from the erusin is also osir to the Kohen Godel. Says the Gemara, V'chi teime, taime denoso, daveli esei veloisasei. Aval kideish osi esei vedoiche loisasei. Says the Gemara, maybe we would say that the reason why the Tane does not say koyen hedyoi shekidish es almona is because that if the almona is an almona only min ha'irusin and not min ha'nesuim, maybe we would say that the esi of yibum would be doiche the loisa say of almona. Bishleime, if the koyen hedyoi was noise the almona, then this almono is also not a besulo, she is a beulo. Therefore, we do not say esei doicha loisasei, because besides the loisasei of almono, there is a isur esei of v'hu isho bivsuleo yikach. There's a mitzvah esei that the kohen gadol must marry a besulo. Therefore, if the almono is almono minan suin, then the kohen gadol cannot be miyabem, because we do not say esei doicha loisasei v'esei. But if she's an almano mina erusin, then maybe in Ochanami we would say that the Kohen Godel could be mekayin in the mitzvah yibum mitzad alocha of esei doiche loisasei. Says the Gemara, v'ho kulu pirkin esei veloisaseyu, v'loi osi esei v'doiche v'dochi loisasei. Answers the Gemara that in this whole perek we see that by mitzvah yibum we do not say esei doiche loisasei. And the reason is, as the Gemara explains, le'el on daf chof omud aleph, that the posuk says, ve'olso yivimto yasharo, and the Gemara there darshins from this posuk, that we do not say by mitzvah yibum, esei doiche loisasei. Therefore comes back the kasha of the Gemara, why doesn't the Tane here say, koyen hed yoy chekidesh esal mono? Rashi here in Dibura Matchil, Veho Kulu Pirkin, I will quote the Lashon of Rashi. Esei de Yibum, Veloisa Esei de Isur, Hu de Romu Adodi. Veloisi Esei de Yibum, Vedochi Lelav de Isur. Says Rashi, for example, Kegoin Mamzeres Lisroel, Oi Mamzer Lisroelis, Vechein Chalolo Lekoyen. Says Rashi that we find here in our perek three examples that we do not say by mitzvah yibum esei doiche loisasei. One is mamzeres lisroel, the second case mamzeres lisroelis, and the third case chalolo lekoyen. Comes here Tesfis in Dibura Matchil v'hokulu pirkin and brings this Rashi that we just quoted, and Tesfis says that the third example that Rashi says, chalolo lekoyen, is incorrect. And explains Tesfis that even if we would say, esei doiche loisasei by mitzvah yibum, in spite of that, a koyen would not be able to be miyabem a chalolo. Because by a chalolo, besides the lav of chalolo lo yikochu, there's a isur esei of kdoishim yiyu. In the beginning of Parshas Emor, the Torah there says Kdoishim Yiyu, and Tosis learns that it's a Isur Esei for a Koyen to take a Chalolo. Therefore, even if we would say by Yibum Esei Doiche Loisasei, in spite of that, by a Chalolo we could not say Esei Doiche Loisasei, because it's an Esei against a Loisasei Ve'esei. That's Tosis Kasha and Rashi. Therefore, Tosis says that we could only say the two first examples of Rashi, which are Mamzeres Lisroel and Mamzer Lisroelis. Come the Achroinim, the Agoyes Habach here on Tesvis in Sif Kotten Gimel, and the Agoyes Mitzpe Eison in the name of the Primi Godim, and also the Orch Laner, and they all ask on Tesvis, how can Tesvis say that a Chalol al Koyen is a Isser Esi of Kedoshim Yiyu? We find the furish in the Gemara Le'el on Daf Chof Amud Aleph, according to the Maskon of the Gemara, that there's no Isser Esei of Kedoshim Yiyu. Come the Achroinim that we mentioned before, and they all answer that what the Gemara Le'el says, that there's no mitzvah Esei of Kedoshim Yiyu, is only legabe the parsha of Kohen Godel, which means legabe the Isser of Almon Le'Kohen Godel. But legabe the iser of Isha Zoino v'chalolo lo yikochu v'isha grusha mi'isha lo yikochu, which is mentioned in the parsha of Koyen Hedyot in the beginning of Parsha Semoir, there in Chanami, the Gemara on Daf Chof is moide that there is a Isur Esi of Kedoshim Yihyu. And explain the Achroinim that the distinction is, as we know, that the beginning of Parshas Emor, the first Parsha in Parshas Emor, speaks legabe the Aloches of Kohen Hedyot. And the second Parsha, from Posuk Yud, starts the Parsha of Kohen Godol. Now, the essay of Kedoshim Yihyu is mentioned in the beginning of Parshas Emor, in Posuk Vav, in the Parsha of Kohen Hedyot. Therefore, say the Achroinim that Pshat and Tesis is that Tesis learns that what the Gemara says Le'el on Daf Chof, that by Kehuna there's no Esi of Kedoshim Yihyu, the Gemara means to say only Legabi Kohen Godol, the Parsha of Kohen Godol. But Legabi, the Parsha of Kohen Hedyot, there the Gemara is Moide that is the Isur Esi of Kedoshim Yihyu, since in the Parsha of Kohen Hedyot the Torah writes the Mitzvah of Kedoshim Yihyu. That's how the Achronim explain Tosfos. And the Achronim and say that, according to what we said before, we could be Miyashev Tosfos Kashe on Rashi. That Rashi holds that the Isur Esse of Kedoshim Yihyu is referring only to what the Pasuk is speaking about before Kedoshim Yihyu, which means only Legabi the Isur Tumba Lekoyanim. Legabe the Isur Tumu Lekoyanim, on that the Torah says that is the Isur Esi of Kedoshim Yihyu. But what's mentioned after the Pasuk of Kedoshim Yihyu, which is the Isur of Isha Zoino v'chalolo lo yikochu v'isha grusha mi'isha lo yikochu, legabe that lav, there is no Isur Esi of Kedoshim Yihyu, since this lav is mentioned after the Pasuk of Kedoshim Yihyu. That's the Shita of Rashi. So comes out, we have here a Yesoidistik and Machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, comes out that the Isur Esi of Kedoshim Yihyu is only referring to the Isur Tumo, that it's also for the Kohanim to be Metame Lemeis. But Legabe, the Isur of Isha Zoino V'chalolo and Isha Grusha, according to Rashi, there is no Isur Esi of Kedoshim Yihyu. On the other hand, according to Tosfos, comes out that the Isur Esi of Kedoshim Yihyu is referring to whatever is written in the whole parasha of Kohen Hedyot, which includes the also Isur Tumo and also the Isur of Zoino Chalolo and Isha Grusha. Comes here a Goyes HaBach and asks on Tosfos a very interesting kasha. The Bach takes on the Pshitus that in order for the Yovam to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Yibum, he must make bio gmura, which means gmar bia. But if a yovam does only tchilas bia ha'aroe, he's not mekaye mitzvas yibum. Even though the Gemara says in the beginning of the sixth perek of Abal Yevimtoy, the Mishnah says that a yovam is koine the yevoma b'tchilas bia with ha'aroe, but kium mitzvah takes on the Bach, the yovam is only mekaye b'gmar bia. Therefore, asks the Bach on Tosfos, according to Tosfos, that there's an Isur Esi of Kedoshim Yihyu legabe the Isur of Chalolo. So how could the Gemara have a Havamina to say that we would say by a Kohen Godol, which is a Yovam, he would be able to be Meyabe Ma'almono Mena Erusin Midin Esei Doichaloisase? Says the Bach, L'choiro, once the Yovam makes tchilas bia with this almono min erusin, he makes the almono into a chalolo, and therefore he cannot be goimer the bia, because if he'll be goimer the bia, he'll be over the Isur Esi of Kedoshim Yihyu. According to Tosfos, that there's the Isur Esi by chalolo of Kedoshim Yihyu. So it comes out that the Kohen Godol won't be able to do the Gmar Bia midin essay doicha lois asei, because we have your essay against lois asei ve essay of Kedoshim Yihyu. That's the kashe of the Bach on Tosfos. But lan yuzdaiti, we could be miyashev the kashe of the Bach. What the Bach takes on bepshitus, that the mitzvah's yibum of the yovam is only miskayim bigmar bia, be'emes l'choira, it's a big machloikis in the Rishonim. We find in Tesis here in Yevomes on Daf Chof Amud Beis, Dibura Matchil Atu Biyoshnio, we see Mefurish in Tesis over there that Tesis holds that just like the Yovam is koined the Yevomo B'tchilas Biyo with Ha'aroe, he's also Mekayim the Mitzvah's essay of Yibum by Tchilas Biyo. But we find in a few Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashbo, and the Ritvo, and the Ran over there on Daf Chof Amud Beis, that they are choylek on teisvis, and they hold that the kiyum mitzvah of yibum is only bigmar bia, even though the yovam is koine betchilas bia, but in order to be mekayim the mitzvah yibum, the yovam must make gmar bia. And I'll quote the Lashon HaRashbo over there on the Chof Amud Beis. The afal pi sheknoo mishas haroe mikol mokoi mitzvah ad gmar bia ise. The Yevomo Yovoyoleo Gmar Bia Mashma Inami Mishum Neksiv Lahokim Laochiv Shem Uvigmar Bia Hudiika Komas Zera Ela Shriba Kosuv Afha Roe. So it's Mevur L'Choira in the Rashbo that in order to be Mekai in the Mitzvah of Yibum, we must have Gmar Bia. Al Kolponim, since we see Mefurish that the Shita of Teisvis is that the Yovam is Mekayem Mitzvahs Yibum, even Betchilas Bia. Therefore, Toisis Leshitosom, there's no Kashe. What the Bach asks on Toisvis is Miyushav Kimin Choymer. Since Toisvis holds that the Yovam is Mekayem Mitzvahs Yibum, Betchilas Bia, therefore, the Gemara here in the Havamina wants to say that the Koyen Godel, that is a Yovam, would be able to be Mekayem Mitzvahs Yibum with the Almonim in the Erusin, by doing only Tchilas Bia, and since B'Tchilas Bia is Mekayim Mitzvahs Yibum, so we can say, Esei Doiche Lois Asei, and Eino Chanami, the Yovam, the Kohen Godel, would not do Gmar Bia, in order that he should not be over the Isra Esei of Kedoshim Yiyu. But the emes is that we could be Miyashiv the Kasha of the Bach on Tisvis, even according to the other Rishonim. That even though the other Rishonim are choylek on Tesis, but we find in Shut Achiezer, Simen Daled Ois Vov, that the Achiezer writes, and I'll quote his Loshen, HaMedaktek B'Loshen HaZov Shel HaRishonim, HaRamban Ritvo V'ran Yire, the Svir Lehu, the Gam B'Gmar Bie Mekayem Mitzveh, the Lehokim Shem, Aval Ein Agmar Bie Likuve, ואף הארוי ביבומו קיים מצווס ייבום כיוון דהארוי קוינה. Says the Achiezer that the whole machloikis between the Rishonim and Teisves is only if there's a mitzvah lechatchile on the Yovam to do Gmar Bia. According to Teisves, the Yovam could do lechatchile only Tchilas Bia. It's not necessary for the Yovam to do Gmar Bia in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum. Dumye that we find that the Yovam is koine betchilas bia. But on the other hand, the other Rishonim are choylek, and they say that lechatchile the mitzvah of Yibum is only begmar bia. But they're also moide that bediyeved, just like the Yovam is koine the Yovam betchilas bia, he's also mekayim bediyeved mitzvahs Yibum betchilas bia. Those are the words of the Achiezer. According to this Achiezer, comes out that we could be miyashev the kasha of the Bach, even according to the Rishonim that are choylek on Tisvis. And the explanation in the Gemara would be that the Gemara wanted to say in the Havamina that since b'dieved the Kohen Godel would be mekayim mitzvahs yibum with tchilas bia, so we should say esei doiche lois asei legabi tchilas bia. And it'll be mutter for the Kohen Godel to be meyabim the almonim and the erusin by doing only tchilas bia. So it comes out that we could be meyashev the kasha of the Bach according to all of the Rishonim. We'll continue now the Gemara on Amud Beis. The Gemara says, "I nosiv ki urchayu mutoris leva'aldeyen, v'asurois liyivmeyen, v'i eipuch, Venosuv mutoris liiv meyen vasuris lebalin. The Gemara says that lechoyro the Mishnah could have said another case, which includes all the four cases of the Mishnah. And the case is when a Mitzri Sheni had a brother that's a Mitzri Shlishi. And the Gemara says, Nosiv Kiur Chayu, which means that the Mitzri Sheni got married with a Mitzris Shnio, and the Mitzri Shlishi, says Rashi, got married with the Yisraelis. And on that, the Gemara says that we say, Mutorois Leva'aleyen, Vasurois Leivmen. Explains Rashi in Dibura Matchil Nosif Kiur Chayu that the Gemara means to say that if the Mitzri Sheini dies and his wife, which is a Mitzris Shnio, falls Leibum to the brother, which is a Mitzri Shlishi. On that, the Gemara says Rashi, we say Mutorois Leva'aleyen, Vasurois Leivmen. Since the Mitzris Shnio was mutter to her husband, which was a Mitzri Sheini, and she's oser to the Yovam, which is a Mitzri Shlishi. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. Tosfos here, in Dibura Matchil, I Nosuv, is choylik on Rashi. Because, since we see here in the Gemara later on, that it's mutter for a Mitzris Rishoino or a Mitzris Shnio to get married with a Ger, since Kehal Geirim are not called Kehal Yisrael, and the Torah only assered Mitzri Rishon and Mitzris Rishon and Mitzris Shnio Lovay Bakol, which means Kehal Yisrael, so it's mutter for a Mitzris Rishon or a Mitzris Shnio to get married with a Geir. If so, says Tosfos, this Mitzri Shlishi, he is a Geir. His grandfather was Misgayer, so he's also called a Ger. If so, he is Mutter b'Mitzris Shnio. Therefore, Tosfos is Choylik on Rashi, and Tosfos explains that the Gemara means to say only that if the Mitzri Shlishi died, his wife, which is a Yisraelis, she falls Leibum to the brother, which is a Mitzri Sheni, and on that the Gemara says that it's called Mutoris Leva'aleyen Vasurois Leivmeyen, ki the Israelis, the Isha Israelis, is Osir on the Mitzri Sheini. So we have here a machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos, how to explain the Gemara. Comes here the Marashal, and explains Rashi, that what's pshat in Rashi? Rashi holds that when do we say that Kehal Geirim are not called Kehal Yisrael, and their mutter to get married with a Mitzris Rishoino or a Mitzris Shnio, that's only the actual Ger, which means the actual Goy that was Misgayer, he, the Torah, is matter to get married with a Mitzri Rishoino or a Mitzris Shnio. But a child, a son of the Ger, or a grandson, which in our case is the grandson, the Mitzri Shlishi, he's a grandson of the real Ger, he is called already Kehal Yisrael, and he is Osir to get married with a Mitzris Rishoino or a Mitzris Shnio. That's how the Marashal explains the Shita of Rashi. The same thing we find here in the Rashash, that he also explains Pshat and Rashi like the Marashal, and he brings a Raya to Rashi from the Gemara Lekamon on Daf Tzadik Tes, that we see there Lechoyro clearly in the Gemara, like Rashi, that only the actual Goy that was Misgayer, he is called a Ger, but his children are called Yisrael. But the Rashash asks on Rashi a tremendous kasha from the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Ayin Hei. The Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Ayin Hei says that Ger ad asora doirois mutter b'mamzeres. So we see mefurish in the Gemara that even the children of the actual Ger are also called Geirim, and they're not called Kehal Yisrael, and therefore they're mutter to marry a Mamzeres. So we see Mefurish in the Gemara and Kiddushin, not like Rashi. Therefore the Rashash remains Betzorichion on Shitas Rashi. L'choyro we must say that Rashi will explain that we have a Machloikis Asugius. The Gemara and Kiddushin Enochanami holds that even the children of the actual Geir are called Geirim, but the sugya, our sugya here in the sugya Lekamon and Daf Tzadik Tes, hold that only the actual Geir, the actual Goy that was Mizgayer, he is called a Geir, but his children and grandchildren are already called Kehal Yisroel. We'll continue now the Gemara. The Gemara says on the end of the Amud, in the name of Ravin Bar Nachman, that we darshan the posuk of Lo Yikochu, Melamed Sheha Isha Muzheres Al Yedi Ha'ish, which means that a Isha that's Psua Lekuhuna, if she gets married with a Koyen, just like the Koyen is over the Lav, she is also over the same Lav as the Koyen. Come the Rishonim and ask a very interesting kasha on the Gemara. The Ramban, the Rashbo, the Ritva, all ask, why do we need a special posuk to tell us that the Isha, that's Psula de Kahuna, is over the same Lav as the Koyen? Teipukle, that she's over the Isser of Lifnei Iver, since she's Machshul de Koyen to be over the Lav, so she's over the Isser of Lifnei Iver. Answer the Rishonim, and I'll quote the Lashon of the Ritva. Yesh loymar, de'im mishum hahu, kevan she'einu miyuchod le'isur ze, ve'lav koylel hu, b'chol mitzveis ha'toyro, ve'einu yloike olov. Aval mehod Rav Yehude, nafkesh ye'lav psulei kehuno miyuchod benoshim k'moy ba'anoshim, lilkois olov. Kein kosav Rabbeinu Agodol. Says the Ritva, a very interesting teretz, that Eino Hanami, the Isha is over the Lav of Lifnei Iver. But there is a big nafkemine between if the Isha is only over the Lav of Lifnei Iver, or she is over also the Lav that the Koyen is over. And the nafkemine is if she's Chayev Malkis. If she's over the Lav that the Koyen is over, then she's Chayev Malkis. But, says the Ritva, Legabe the Lav of Lifnei Iver, if she's only over the Lav of Lifnei Iver, then she's not Chayev Malkis. Why? Says the Ritva, a tremendous Chiddush, there is no Malkis on the Lav of Lifnei Iver, because it's called a Lav Shebechlolus. Why is it called a Lav Shebechlolus? Because it's Osir to be Machshel someone else in all of the Yisurim Sheba Torah. Therefore, it's called a Lav Shebechlolus, and there's no Malkis on the Lav of Lifnei Iver. That's the Teretz of the Ritva. Comes the Magia on the Ritva and says that this Teretz of the Ritva is very difficult to understand. When do we say Lav Shebechlolus? We say only when we have a Lav that teaches us two separate Isurim, which have nothing to do with one and each other. Then we say Lav Shebechlolus. But over here, Legabi the Lav of Lifnei Iver, the Lav of Lifnei Iver teaches us one thing, that it's Osir to be Machshil someone else with an Aveira. So it has a Shem Echod. Therefore, why is it called a Lav Shebechlolus? That's the Kashe of the Magia on the Ritva. In order to understand Pshat in the Ritva, I would like to be Makdim a very interesting chakire of Rebbe Elchanan in the Koivetz Heores in Simen Memches Siv Koton Tes. Rebbe Elchanan is mistapik, what's the din? If a goy comes to Reuven and he tells him, you Reuven, if you won't be Machshil Shimon Bavoidezora, I'll kill you. Is Reuven chayev to be Moiser Nefesh and not be Machshil Shimon? Or, since Reuven himself is not going to be over any Aveira of Avodah Zorah, he has no chiyuv to be Moiser Nefesh, and it's mutter for him to be Machshil Shimon, since he's in a situation of Pikuach Nefesh. Explains Rebbe Elchanan that the Yesod of the Chakira is, do we say that when Reuven is Machshul Shimon b'Avodah Zorah, is Reuven called that he's Oisek b'Abuzrayo d'Avodah Zorah, since he's Machshul Shimon b'avodah zorah, he's over lifnei iver. On an avera of avodah zorah, so the lifnei iver gets a shame abuzraya d'avodah zorah. It gets the dinim of avodah zorah, and therefore he is mechuyev to be moiser nefesh. That's the tzad that Reuven is mechuyev to be moiser nefesh, since his lifnei iver is called abuzraya d'avodah zorah. On the other hand, we can say, no, that the lifnei iver is a iser kloli b'chol ha-Torah kulo, that the Torah asers a person to be machshil, a different person, in an aveira. Therefore, the lifnei iver does not have a shame of abuzrayo d'avodah zorah. Therefore, Reuven is not mechuyev to be moiser nefesh. That's the chakira of Rebbe Elchanan. Says Rebbe Elchanan that l'chayra, this chakira is a machloikis rishonim. On one hand, we find in the Ramban, in Sefer Torah Sa'odom, that it's muchach in the Ramban, that the lifnei iver of avodah zorah does not have a shame abuzraya d'avodah zorah, and comes out from the Ramban that Reuven is not muchuyev to be moiser nefesh. On the other hand, from the Baal HaMoir in Perek ben Soyer u'Moir in Sanhedrin is muchach, that the Baal HaMoir holds that the lifnei iver of Reuven has a shame abuzraya d'avodah zorah, and Reuven is mechuyev to be moiser nefesh. So comes out, says Rebbe Elchanan, that we have here a yesoides dik machloikes in the Rishonim, what's the gather of lifnei iver? According to the Baal HaMoir, comes out that every lifnei iver has a shame abuzraya of the avere that Reuven is machshul Shimon. According to the Ramban, no, it's a Isur Kloli, the Isur of Lifnei Iver is a Isur Kloli, and it does not have a Shema Buzraya of the Avere that Reuven is Machshil Shimon. Says Rebbe Elchanan, according to this Machloikis, we can explain the Machloikis Rishonim that we have is the Lav of Lifnei Iver called a Lav Shebechlolus or not. As we mentioned before, that the Ritva here in our Sugya holds that the Lav of Lifnei Iver is called the Lav Shebechlolus. Says Rebbe Elchanan, that if you learn Pshat like the Baal HaMoir, that the Geder of Lifnei Iver is that when Reuven is Machshul Shimon, then the Machshul Reuven gets a Shema Buzraya of the Aveira that Shimon is Oiver. If so, it's very well understood, the Ritva. Therefore comes out that every time a person is over lifnei iver, then he's also over an abuzraya of the avere of the nechshal. Therefore it's called a lav shebechlolus. On the other hand, if you hold like the Ramban, that the lav of lifnei iver is a iser kloli, and it's not called abuzraya of the avere that the nechshal is over, if so, it's very well understood that the lav of lifnei iver is not a lav shebechlolus, and therefore there's a chiyuv malkus. So comes out that the pshat in the Ritva is that the Ritva holds like the Baal HaMoir that the iser of lifnei iver is a buzrayu of the avere that the nechshal is oiver, and therefore it's called the lav shebechlolus, and therefore there's no malkus on the lav of lifnei iver. Another interesting maremokim we find in the Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Beis. The Chinuch writes that there's no malchus on the lav of lifnei iver because it's called the lav she'im boi maise. And that's very difficult to understand. We know that many times a person is oiver the lav of lifnei iver with a maise. But the emes is that it's no kashe on the Chinuch, because the Magia on the Chinuch there writes that the Chinuch is going l'shitosoi. We find in the Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Mem Hei that the Chinuch writes that any lav that it's possible to be over without a maise, it's called the lav shein by maise, even when you do the same lav with a maise. Therefore, the Chinuch l'shitosoi is very, very well understood, that since lifnei iver, many times you could be oiver without any maise, therefore, even if you oiver the lav with a maise, it's called a lav shein by maise, and therefore there's no malchus on the lav of lifnei iver. So it comes out that we have two shittas in the Rishonim. Why there's no Malkis on the Lav of Lifnei Iver. According to the Ritva, comes out that the reason why there's no Malkis on the Lav of Lifnei Iver is because the Lav of Lifnei Iver is called the Lav Shebechlolus. And according to the Chinuch, comes out that the reason why there's no Malkis on Lifnei Iver is because it's called the Lav She'ein Boy Maise. We have mentioned before the Kasha of the Rishonim, that the Rishonim ask, what does the Gemara need a pasuk to teach us that the Isha is Oiver the same Lav that the Koyen is Oiver? Tipuklei that the Isha is Oiver the Lav of Lifnei Iver. That was the Kasha that we mentioned before that the Rishonim ask on the Gemara. Comes the Aruch Laner and asks that he does not understand the Kasha of the Rishonim. We know that the Gemara says in Avodah Zorah Daf Vov that a person is only Oiver the Lav of Lifnei Iver Betrei Ivrei Denaro, which means that a person is Oiver Lifnei Iver only if he's Machshil the other person in a way that the Nechshal could not be Oiver the Avera only through the Machshil. But if the Nechshal could be Oiver the Avera even without the machshil, which means he can get to the avera without the machshil, then the machshil is not over the lav of Lifnei Iver, that's called chad ivre de nahare, and there's no lav of Lifnei Iver. If so, asks the Oruch Laner, why do the Rishonim say that the isha grusha, for example, that gets married with the koyen, she's over the lav of Lifnei Iver? Since there are many grushas in Am Yisrael, and the same koyen could marry other grushas, if so, it's called chad ivre denare. So why is the grusha that gets married with the koyen over the lav of Lifnei Iver? Answers the Aruch Laner that since here, even though it's possible for the koyen to get married with a different grusha, but it's totally bedas achirim. Who says that another grusha would be maskim to get married with a koyen? Therefore, says the Aruch Laner, it's called trei ivre denara. Another teretz, says the Aruch Laner, that we find in the Mishneh LeMelech in Hilchos Malveh V'Loiveh Perek Dalet, that the Mishneh LeMelech says a tremendous chiddush in the geder of the lav of Lifnei Iver. The Mishneh LeMelech says that Chad Ivra the Nahara is called only when the Nechshal could be over the Avera without any Machshil, which means that it could be over the Avera alone without any Yid being Machshil him. For example, if Ruvain feeds Shimon on Avela, that's called Chad Ivra the Nahara. Why? Because Shimon can find by himself in the Shuk, in the market, many Nevelas from Goyim. Therefore, that's not called Tri Ivre Denare, that's called Chad Ivre Denare, and Reuven is not Oiver the Lav of Lifnei Iver. But here, in our case, the Isha Grusha that gets married with the Koyen, even though the Koyen could get married with other Grushas, but since if he'll get married with other Grushas, then the other Grushas which are Yidin would be Machshil the Koyen. Therefore, that's called Tri Ivre Denare, because it's not shayach for the Koyen to be over the Isra of Grusha only if a Grusha, which is a Yisraeli, so Yid, gets married with him. So it doesn't make a difference who it is. If one of the Grushas gets married with the Koyen, she's Machshil the Koyen, and that's called Trei Ivre Denare. That's how the Oruch Laner answers the Kashe on the Rishonim.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.